Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my favorite training. It is the Thanksgiving Gratitude Abundance Training, and we are blessed to be here on so many different platforms in so many different ways. So we are blessed. It is early after Thanksgiving. Everybody got a little tryptophan food coma. I hope their turkey day was as full of gratitude as mine. We are so blessed to be here and blessed to be in the Breakfast of Champions. Even more blessed to do a gratitude training, an abundance training, changing the mindset, the heart set, and the handset about Thanksgiving and how each and every day we should be practicing the skill of gratitude, the skill of abundance. I talk about saying thank you will change your life. Whether you say it before you go to bed or when you wake up, it's the fastest and easiest way to change your life. But to apply the skill is a whole nother level of appreciation, another level of adding value, which appreciation means. If your car appreciates, it means it has added value. If our lives appreciate, that means it has added value. And through gratitude, the practice and the skill, we can appreciate ourselves, we can appreciate others, we can appreciate God, we can appreciate the differences between us and everything else in the universe, taking the dualities that exist in a contextual nature to create a comparative type of life and make it one. And that's what gratitude will do. And that's what we're going to train today in the mindset of abundance. But before we get started, the man from Hawaii, it's like 2 a.m. there. He is always there and he is definitely one of the key members of the Breakfast of Champions. He is young, but he's fun. His name is the Nick of Guam. He's a well-oiled machine. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, Nick.
Happy Thanksgiving. How we doing? Happy Friday. And I am so excited to be here to help celebrate and, of course, have this gratitude training. David, I'll go ahead and set the room and then we'll get started. How's that sound?
Better than ever, Nick. I can't wait.
Beautiful. Let's rock and roll. So happy Friday, everybody. Of course, we are live for David Meltzer's Power Hour and Free Friday Training. We're live online, streaming everywhere, and of course, live here in the best room and community on Clubhouse, The Breakfast with Champions. As David has mentioned, today's training topic and Power Hour is going to be the gratitude training. So David is going to guide us for the first 30 minutes. And then for the second 30 minutes, we will open it up for people to either ask a question, share their takeaway of the month, or even just what they're most grateful for, especially coming off of the Thanksgiving holiday and into the holiday season. But with that said, before we get started, just doing a quick review of the upcoming schedule. David, do you want me to guide everybody through it or do you want to steer the ship?
I'll steal the show for this one. Just to do it quickly, I want to thank everybody once again. We've been doing these trainings for over 25 years. We have over 100,000 people registered for the day after Thanksgiving, so we are blessed. Nick, we're going to be in D.C. on the Aspire Tour with Goggins, Leonis, Eddie Wilson, Danny Fleischman. If Austin Eckler is feeling better, I think he's going to join us for the VIP dinner. Then we go to San Antonio for the Carnegie International meeting with thousands of Carnegieans, and we'll be down there in San Antonio. Back to DC, London, Egypt, and then we finish off with the SoFi Super Mastermind at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles on December 17th. If you have not joined us for a meetup, a holding court, free Friday trainings, if you haven't joined us for any of the speeches, any of our VIP dinners, masterminds, then please do. And we'll be in over 200 cities. Next year, we reached over 200 cities around the world. This year, thanks to the well-oiled machine led by a steadfast Nick of Guam. All right, Nick, I'm going to get started with the training. Today's training is very special to me because it's the superpower training. It is the differentiator in life. It's a mindset training of gratitude. It's a mindset, skill set, heart set, handset training of gratitude. And understanding how we use that is a really important way to live our lives. You see, to say thank you is a practice. And I always say to say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up is a practice that seems simple, but the simple things to do are simple not to do. But it's guaranteed to change your life. It takes 0.1 seconds and it's free, but it's guaranteed to change your life. And the more you practice that ritual, it will have an impact of exponential proportions in your life. But gratitude goes far past just saying thank you. It is truly the reconciliator, the unifier of duality to oneness. It is the idea of abundance versus scarcity. What you do say, think, feel, and believe, whether positive or negative, determines what you receive. A positive perception of all the opportunities that are in your past, your present, and future will empower you to take advantage of them. A scarce mindset does the opposite. It discourages you from doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing, and even seeing the opportunities that exist. This simple duality of abundance and scarcity is resolved and reconciled simply by applying gratitude, not just practicing, but actually utilizing it as a skill set in order to find the light, find the love, and find the lessons in everything, everyone, every circumstance, every event that occurs in your daily activities. And it's not easy, because there's a lot of dis-ease out there, and all that dis-ease creates this negativity or scarcity or duality that needs to be reconciled with one simple weapon, one simple skill set, one simple application called gratitude. Gratitude allows us to think about things, to do things, say things, feel things, and believe things aligned with where we want to be or better. And it's not easy sometimes when you're in a financial crunch, when things look all uphill, when relationships are not in ease, they're in dis-ease. It is difficult, especially at the time, not to fall into the trap of scarcity, not to be able to find the light, the love, and the lessons, but instead to add more negativity, to accelerate in the wrong direction. And understanding this simple reconciliation of gratitude, of allowing us to find the abundance in everything, to find the light, to find the love, to find that in understanding what we are grateful for in the past, to align the gratitude of the past with the present according to the circumstances of the day, and finding the light, the love, and the lessons in those circumstances of today, but also in where we want to be or better. When we can align with gratitude, the meaning of the past, the circumstances of the day, and where we want to be or better in the future, now we have an exponentiality in our life that accelerates where we want to be, aggregates this resources, notate the word resource, right? Again, utilizing our source, the resource of where we and what we have, with finding the light, the love, and the lessons, with where we think we want to be or better, a positive trajectory, what I call a divine direction. And so in essence, that divine direction allows these detours to be divine, but also it is relative in the oneness of time, in the infinite time or divine time, because our progress only has one speed, not fast enough, unless we infuse it and apply gratitude to the realm of expectation of where we want to be or better, and when we want to be there or better. So the not fast enough becomes the perfect time, the right time, right on time. And so when we utilize gratitude to reconcile the duality of abundance and scarcity, whether it's the past, the present, or the future that's creating the dis-ease or the interference or the resistance between where we want to be or better, gratitude is the wisdom and the faith. It's one of the few applications or skill sets and superpowers that actually reconcile the two tools that we use in order to shorten the distance of resistance in our life, which is simply to allow us to utilize wisdom and faith, which is gratitude. Gratitude is full of wisdom and full of faith to be able to find the light, the love, and the lessons. And you can hear it in those three different explanation or descriptive terms of gratitude. Light, love, and lessons obviously incorporates wisdom and faith. Wisdom and faith shortens the distance of resistance that is created between abundance versus scarcity. And so as we reconcile the duality of abundance versus scarcity with gratitude, we are able to live in the oneness of what we are in spirit, inspired through gratitude. The next realm is the three realms of belief, of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. understanding there are three different realms of belief. The first realm is the one that I was born into. It's the realm of there is not enough. This is the most negative world. It's the realm of belief where people think there is never enough for anyone, or especially not enough for them. And we all know people like this. No matter what they have, they focus in on the void, shortages, obstacles, mistakes that they have perceived in their own lives. And they participate and continue to participate as a victim in that perception, always neglecting to think about what they do have. This is where Zanders and Dr. Wayne Dyer came up with the term, what you resist, persist. Once again, gratitude will shorten that resistance and the distance between you and where you think you want to be by focusing on what they do not have at all times. And it doesn't matter what they have. I've met some of the most scarce people that live in the world of not enough that have more than 99.9% of the world. These people are guaranteed to attract more scarcity or lack into their lives no matter what. And so the victimization that occurs in the world of not enough, the why me world, not the try me world, is one in which creates more and more dis-ease between you and your source, and it dissipates, dissolves the resources that you have in order to live in spirit inspired, in order to increase the statistical success and accelerate, aggregate, compound exponentially the outcomes that you desire. No matter what you have, we can fall into the realm of belief by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing that there's not enough for anyone, and especially ourselves. We become victims, we become why me's, not try me's, and we decrease the statistical success of where we want to be or better. And eventually, it is a zero-sum game that we're playing, that we do not have enough. The second world is the world of there is just enough for me. So the not enough happens to me. The just enough happens for me. Now, this is a tricky one because it seems to be a very positive type of perspective. There's just enough for me. Everything's happening for me. And it's a false sense of optimism that allows people to think there's just enough for me. The people who live with this belief, who I call the 99%ers, they live in their lives attempting to get by, thinking there's barely enough out there to suit everyone. So this becomes a competitive, comparative negotiation every single day. These people usually buy shit they don't need to impress people they don't like. And why is there a potential for the 99%? Why is it limited? Their beliefs have what I call a zeroing out effect in everything that they do. So the zero-sum game exists in the world of not enough. There's a zeroing out effect that exists in everything that people live in the for me just enough world. And in that zeroing out effect, instead of enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent pursuit of their potential by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in what they don't like and don't love, or other people don't like and don't love, instead of enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of that potential, they settle for an almost consistent, almost persistent, almost enjoyable pursuit of almost reaching their potential. And this group is limited by their inability to connect with what that inspires them. They do not have the resource that others have. These 99%ers may have great intention, but they limit their beliefs, their actions, their thoughts, and their energy. They don't understand that believing wholeheartedly in the world of more than enough is an exponential accelerator of growth. And so they lie to themselves by not being consistent, persistent, by not finding the light, the love, and the lessons in everything they don't like and don't love, or other people don't like or don't love. They are the 99%, so they do it some of the time. I use lately the example of Spanish and math. If you're a kid and you study Spanish or math 15 minutes a day, you're guaranteed an A. If you study it 15 hours on a Saturday and you're a 99%er, you're not guaranteed an A. Most likely, you'll fall into the B or C range, determinative upon how well you study in those 15 hours. But 15 hours a day will guarantee you an A. And that's why we utilize this world of being consistent and persistent and finding the light, the love, and the lessons, not only in the easy things to find it in, but also into the things that may not seem easy, that seem diseasy, the things you don't like and don't love, the things that other people don't like or don't love.
Imagine starting a small business.
your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. In the world of there is just enough, it's for me, everything becomes a trade or a negotiation, even giving, which we'll find out later in the infinite loop, that giving can also have a zero out effect. It can have a zero sum game. If we don't utilize giving as an abundant tool, a skill set of gratitude, but instead use it as a trade or a negotiation where we give to receive and have an expectation, not the unconditionality of the world or more than enough of everything, where we use that wisdom and faith in order to attract what we want, shorten the distance of the dis-ease. The 99%ers out there lie to themselves about being an optimist. So they feel as if they're very positive, and you'll hear them say, this happens for me. You know, everything's happening for me. And they will project that insecurity by shopping for the wrong things for the wrong reasons, thinking that will buy them happiness. And instead of, you know, this transition from a world of not enough to more than enough, they have a stopover in the world of just enough. So no longer are they victims. So they have a more positive perspective of what they do say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with where they think they want to be or better. They have started to realize that there's light, love, and lessons in the past and meaning that we give that in order to align us according to the circumstances of the day with what we want, who we can help, who can help us, how to get that done, and prioritize our days in accordance to that. But we haven't quite lived that world of more than enough where we actually are not trading or negotiation. There's still an element of scarcity in the 99%ers that have the zeroing effect of the 1% of resistance, that there's not this true truth of abundance or appreciation in their lives. And this 99% has also a zeroing out effect to it. And so eventually the trades and negotiations end up not where we want to be, but creating more resistance and utilizing more wisdom and faith that it will take us to get to where we want to be or even better. The last realm of belief is the more than enough. It's an abundant world that takes that duality between scarcity and abundance and unifies it into the oneness in which the world of more than enough has. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. The people who live in this world are those who see their past, present, and future as being more than enough as well. They see their past, present, and future as being one, and they align the meaning of the past, present, and future with that oneness by taking the light, the love, and the lessons of the past and giving it a meaning that's aligned with where they think they want to be or better, by utilizing the circumstances of today and finding the light, the love, and the lessons in the circumstances of today by being grateful and forgiving. They see opportunity around every corner, allowing them to say, do you think and experience that the universe, God, Jesus, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Buddha, whoever you believe in is in their favor? They live their life in protection, promotion, and love in perfection. And in this world, everything is unraveling when utilizing wisdom and faith and gratitude in our favor. Those who believe in this principle will pursue their dreams without focusing on a self-imposed timeline, a dis-ease to achieve them. They will believe in divine direction, divine detours, and divine time. That belief allows them to consistently, persistently enjoy the pursuit of their potential every single day without the zeroing effect or the zero-sum game. And this world unravels in their favor because of the alignment of gratitude in the past, present, and future. And by knowing what it is that we think we want, personally, experientially, giving and receiving, knowing who we can help and who can help us, being the fastest way to get there, and then being able to reconcile with a more than enough attitude, an abundant attitude, a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought, we are now capable of living in a world of more than enough of everyone, everything for everyone, and being able to do this by applying gratitude. And in order to apply gratitude in our life, in order to apply the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons in the job we didn't get, the school we didn't get into, the relationship that is failing us, an addiction that we can't get over, whatever it is that we are suffering with, the pain is not a choice, but the suffering is. That we use gratitude, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lesson, the reconciler of wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance between us and where we want to be, creating a lessened distance of duality in our lives and less dis-ease in our lives. And so this more than enough attitude of being able to live in the wisdom and faith of gratitude, that there's more than enough of everything for everyone, and we are protected, promoted, and loved at all times by something bigger than us, is an essential component of gratitude and of the realms of belief that are necessary in order to be grateful, in order to create and reconcile the abundance versus scarcity, and using the distinct worlds or realms of belief of not enough, just enough, and more than enough. You don't have to be a victim. Simple gratitude will elevate you from why me to try me. It doesn't have to be just you. It doesn't have to be just enough. Once again, gratitude will elevate you from the 99% to the 100%. It can be the world of more than enough through me, not to me, like in the world of not enough, not for me, like in the world of just enough, but through me in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. In order to elevate the reconciliation through gratitude of abundance and scarcity, we must understand the realms of belief in which we act upon every single day, either having a zero-sum game, a zeroing effect, or the 100% abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to in the world of more than enough through me. Now, the third component in gratitude and developing an abundant mindset of the reconciliation of the oneness in more than enough of everything is understanding the infinite loop of everything. And the final component in order to shorten this distance between abundance and scarcity is to understand the actual infinite loop. If there is more than enough of everything for everyone, then we should have gratitude, which is the wisdom of more than enough, and the faith that there's more than enough. And most people don't utilize the wisdom or the faith in order to shorten the distance of resistance that's created between scarcity and abundance. And the first act that we can have in the infinite loop is the act of faith and wisdom that there's more than enough, which is giving everything away, becoming an infinite loop, allowing everything to come through you, not for you, or to you. And so as everything comes through you, we have no conditions or resistance to giving people help, to giving them ideas, to giving them our best, to giving them money. And if we believe with wisdom and faith in true giving, in true appreciation to add value, in true gratitude, we start the process in the world of more than enough of an infinite loop that gives more than enough of everything to everyone. But it takes great wisdom and faith in utilizing gratitude as a skill and a practice in order to effectuate having more than enough for ourselves and for others. Understanding those two components of abundance versus scarcity and the realm the worlds that we live in. The second step in the infinite loop is to utilize gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons and everything. Now, in order to do that, we have to live in this world of more than enough, because detours, dis-ease happens every day. Pain happens every single day, but we have to make a choice. Do we want to be praised or do we want to be suffered? Do we want to be grateful or do we want to be punished? And so as circumstances arise during the day, the automobile market crashing, the interest rates rising, the flat tires happening in our lives, the relationships crumbling, the addictions growing, whatever they may be that are circumstances of pain in everybody's life, we have to utilize the infinite loop in its second step to make a choice. Am I going to be punished or protected, promoted, loved, and perfected? And the minute I decide to use gratitude as a practice and a skill set to find the light, the love, and the lessons in that pain, instead of giving it a meaning of suffering, I give it a meaning of promotion, protection, love, and perfection. And we have that choice. We have that power to give meaning to everything that we see. Nobody else has that power. We have the power to live in a world of abundance versus scarcity. We have the power to live in the world of more than enough, not just enough, and not enough, not to me, not for me, but through me. We have that choice every single day because we give meaning to everything that we see. And if we give the meaning through the skill and the practice of gratitude, we will be protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in this detour. So that detour, just like the direction, becomes divine, infinite in its nature, and continues to create momentum and force in the loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. Now, the third component of the infinite loop is our ability to clear our vessel by giving, to create a perspective by having faith and wisdom that there's more than enough, but also to identify, acknowledge, have comfort and confidence in receiving it. And we have to have faith in order to receive it so we don't feel guilty, resentful, or shameful in receiving it. Because if we truly believe and have wisdom and faith through gratitude that there's more than enough of everything for everyone, why wouldn't we receive more? Because our only purpose or meaning of receiving more is to give more, and so on and so forth, which now creates the conduit and the catalyst of more than enough of everything and of our ability to live in the infinite loop, the third step of this abundance training in the infinite loop. And so we need to be intentional. Do say, think, feel, and believe. Do feel, think, say, and believe that when we receive, it is a blessing of abundance because we're just going to be giving it away anyway. Now, the fourth step in the infinite loop is most critical in the practice of abundance, in the practice of gratitude. And it's one in which illustrates the most of believing, saying, thinking, feeling in the more than enough world. It is the last reconciliation of abundance versus scarcity. It is truly an illustration of living in a world of through me, knowing that everything comes through me, not for me or to me. And the last step in the infinite loop is to ask, pray, wish for more. As the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, at the core of Napoleon Hill's success principles, at the core of everything that we do at the Institute, it is truly what you can do, say, think, feel, and believe you will achieve. But all of the greats in history, as human nature never changes, in the distinctions of the people that have the desire that they must be what they can be, who have lived in abundance, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Fords, all the way through the Gates and the Jobs and the Musks of the world, the Zuckerbergs, with Bezos, the unbelievable abundance in which they live in. All of them do say, think, feel, and believe that there's more than enough for everyone and everything, which is the basis of the choices that they make. It is the basis of gratitude that finds the light, the love, and the lessons in all the circumstances, whether they are perceived as successful or not. They live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone, and they prove it. There's three things that we need to do to develop an abundant mindset, to live in gratitude, to be Thanksgiving every day. As we utilize the holiday yesterday to remind, remember, and recollect how important it is to remind, remember, and recollect ourselves in gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, we need to understand the duality of abundance versus scarcity and have a positive perception in order to facilitate the oneness that exists between the two. We need to constantly identify the three realms of belief, of not enough when we're a victim, when everything's happening to us, to just enough where we're buying shit we don't need to impress people we don't like because everything's happening for us, or to live in the more than enough of everything for everyone, the realm of belief that we give meaning to the past, the present, and the future in a divine direction, making all detours divine and time divine itself, because the speed of the world is always not fast enough, and making it divine in time will alleviate the greatest dis-ease that's created by the linear time frames in which we set upon and attach our emotions to outcomes. And then finally, the last is the infinite loop, where you live not in the 99% of the world of just enough, but in the world of 100% of everything for everyone, where you give everything, you give more to be given more, to receive more, and to wish, hope, and ask for more than more, so you can give more than more, be given more and more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more, so that you live in the world of more than enough. Gratitude will allow us to develop the abundant mindset, heart set, and hand set necessary to live in that world of more than enough. It's more than just saying thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, even though that simple thing to do is simple not to do. As we practice it every single day, not in the zero-sum game, not in the 99% game, but in the 100% game, gratitude will develop the abundant mindset, heart set, and hand set that is required to have the wisdom and faith to live in the world of protection, promotion, love, and perfection that we all live in. This has been our Thanksgiving gratitude training. If anybody would like the training program that we've created, it's free. We're happy to send it to you. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com, and get our exercises and guides on developing an abundant mindset, heart set, and hand set by utilizing abundance versus scarcity, the realms of belief, and the infinite loop. It's my favorite holiday as a reminder, recollection, and remembrance of the oneness that we all exist in. I appreciate all of you who have been here for more than 25 years and those who have been here for more than 25 minutes. Regardless, we're all together as one. Thank you, everyone. This has been our abundance training. Once again, if you want the exercise from today, the guide, the training, the books, whatever you need, come invite your friends, share our content, do good deeds. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. It's always a blessing. Make your purpose be greater than your pain. And I promise you that life will be easy, not dis-easy. Happy Thanksgiving.